Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. It's an exciting day for the Denver Broncos as we introduce Vance Joseph as our next head coach. A few minutes ago, I had the pleasure of meeting Vance's family, his wife Holly, daughter Natalie, and son Stone here in the front row. Welcome. Welcome to Denver, and welcome to the Broncos. We're glad to have you here. Before I talk a little bit about Vance, I do want to take this time to thank John Elway for a lot of hard work that he put into this search. It requires a lot of effort, a lot of hard work, as I said, and a lot of concentration. You're making a big decision. John's record since he arrived here as our general manager, 6 straight winning seasons, 5 divisional titles, 2 Super Bowl appearances, and 1 world championship, I think that speaks for itself and certainly lends itself to us being able to attract a candidate of the quality that Vance Joseph is. And so, John, thanks for a lot of really good hard work there. John will get up here in a minute, and he will speak to you about Vance's football acumen and a bunch of other stuff, obviously. I just want to let you know that as a group, when we collectively met with Vance, it was very clear to us that he had a firm understanding of what it takes to be a successful football team. He had the characteristics of leadership, of men, the leader of men, his presence, composed demeanor, and a depth of knowledge in all areas, the big picture of what it requires to be a head coach. And it's a great choice for us. As we talked during the interview, we all agreed on one thing, and certainly Vance will, I think, attest to this, and that is the Denver Broncos are about winning and about doing things the right way. And that is a mantra. It's something that is handed down from our Hall of Fame owner, Pat Bowlen, and it's something we carry out every day when we come here to work, and we look forward to Vance having success with us as we move forward. So with that, Vance, welcome, and at this point, I'll bring up John Elway.
Well, welcome, and good morning, or good afternoon. You know, this is an exciting day. You know, any time that you feel like you take a step forward, it's exciting. I think, obviously, we're surprised by Gary's departure a couple weeks ago. But I would tell you this, after the shock of Gary stepping down and looking forward of trying to replace Gary, I'm going to be dead honest with you. And the fact is, I couldn't be happier with the ability to fill Gary's shoes with Vance Joseph. Before I get any farther there, though, I'd like to thank Dave Tobe, special teams coach with the Kansas City Chiefs, as well as Kyle Shanahan, the offensive coordinator down in Atlanta, for taking the time that they spent with us last week. They both did a tremendous job, both tremendous candidates, and have a tremendous future in this league. And so they made it very difficult of a choice because they did do a tremendous job. And I had the chance to talk to each of them yesterday and we're very classy and understood, and wish us all luck and wish, obviously, Vance much luck. I think when we talk about going through this search and what was the most important thing, obviously we've had a lot of success here over the last 5, 6, 7 years. And, to start with John Fox, and it went to Gary Kubiak, who took it to the next level. And when you talk about culture, we talk about what that locker room means, how important the players, the way the players are treated, and the culture becomes something that is very, very important. This team is less than a year removed from a world championship. It's not been a year since we won the Super Bowl a year ago. So it was very important to find somebody that could fit the culture that we had and also had a philosophy of the culture that we have in this building. And Vance checks that box. He has that. He worked with Gary down in Houston. But I think when you talk about it, and you're going to get to know Vance here in the coming months and get to meet him a little bit here in a couple minutes, but I think you'll see the type of man he is and what he believes in. The leadership qualities that he has are tremendous and will carry on what started with John Fox, went to Gary Kubiak, and he'll carry that on. And that's why I believe he's a perfect fit for us. We talk about, obviously, he knows our weaknesses and he knows our strengths. I will say this, he's very smart. He's an ex-quarterback. So you think he only knows the defensive side, but he's aware of what we need to do on the offensive side too. And I think that's why the combination is tremendous. I think that anywhere he's been, he's had a great relationship. He's been called upon. He's well-respected. Marvin Lewis in Cincinnati and then Adam Gase last year in Miami was, you know, he's been in the middle of things and been in the middle of big decisions, and that's why this job won't be too big for him. He'll fit right in, and I think one of the other things, too, that we talk about is our team has been communicated very well over the last 6 years. John Fox did a tremendous job communicating. That was one of Gary's strengths, is communicating to the team, letting the team know what's going on. And I think we're going to even see it to the next level with Vance and his ability to relate to these players, communicate with these players, and let them know exactly what's going on and how he feels. So with that said, it's an honor for me to introduce the 16th head coach of the Denver Broncos, Vance Joseph.
Wow. Well, I'm excited. I'm also proud and humbled to be the Broncos' next head coach. Before I get started, my family's here, Holly, Natalie, and Stone. I get it, guys. Your sacrifices, it's the ultimate. You know, it's a hard business for football families. I get it, okay? You know, I'm always working. I'm not always there, but Mom does a great job with you guys, and you guys are great kids, so I love you guys for that. I want to say thanks to John and Joe, you know, for affording me an awesome opportunity. It's a football team that's not broken. It's a great job. Most first-time head coaches, the job they receive are, you know, mostly broken. This job is not broken. I want to thank Mr. Bowen and his family for his trust and his support moving forward in the future. Mr. Bowen has set a standard here of winning, a culture of winning, and it's my job to keep that standard and keep that culture and heighten it to new levels. Over his years as the owner here, it's been one of the most winning franchises in professional sports history. So that being said, it's a great place. It's a great town to work in. It's a special place because it's about winning. That's my goal here, to win. I want to thank some coaches that had impact in my coaching career, with Mike Nolan being my first NFL head coach. You know, Mike was a guy that taught me how to work. I mean, he was a detailed guy. He was a hard worker, and he was a great influence on me being my first NFL coach. Mike Singletary on his staff was a great leader of men. He was honest. He was transparent with players, and that's a trait I've adopted from Mike Singletary. Gary Kubiak, I mean, he was a black and white leader. It was one way. It was right. It was wrong. So that was a great trait that Gary passed on to me. Marvin Lewis, a guy who's been in the job at one place for 14 years, if you do it right, equals longevity. And Adam Gase being last. You know, Adam's a young guy, but showed great courage in Miami, making some really tough moves during the season to put us over the top. It was a slow start, but ended up being a fast finish because of Adam's leadership. As far as the players here, okay, my philosophy is this, guys. Just come to work. Okay, just come to work. Obviously, our standard is to win championships, but we can't skip the work. We can't skip the season, right? No one's going to give you 10 wins, 12 wins, and put you in the playoffs. So it starts with work. We can't forget that, you know, and that's my goal, to come in and work, to make every meeting, every practice, every rep a winning performance. We do that, guys, it's going to happen. If we don't, it won't happen. Okay, so that's our first order of business, is to come to work. As far as the community here, you know, I'm a Buff. You know, everyone knows that. You know, so I spend most of my young life in Colorado. You know, so I welcome the chance to come back to this great community. It raised me. It's a great place to live. It's a great place to raise a family. You know, so I'm excited about that. Excited about that. You know, to be back with a lot of friends and family, you know, having a lot of support here, it's exciting. My last thought is this. You know, this job won't be a rebuild. Again, most jobs you take as a first-time head coach or most jobs that's open, it's a rebuild. Okay, it was broken. This job is not broken. It's a reboot. So it's my job to find the small tweaks to make this team a winning team again. That's my call of duty right now, and you know, hopefully we can do that quickly. But it's not a rebuild, it's a reboot, and I'm excited to be here. Again, it's a culture of winning, and it's exciting. And again, I'm proud, I'm humbled to be here, man. It's a great opportunity. Yeah, so, and to Bronco country, I'm excited. You know, obviously the fan support here is awesome. You know, I've been here as an opposing coach, and it's deafening. You know, so the Bronco country here, I mean, you guys are a big part of what we do. You know, so keep the support coming, keep the excitement coming, and I promise you, we're going to go to work. That's one promise we're going to do. We're going to go to work and make this thing happen for you guys on a weekly basis, for us winning. That being said, any questions?
Yeah. Vance, congratulations.
Thank you.
You were here a couple of years ago interviewing with John, and you had an opportunity here that didn't work out. How disappointed were you 2 years ago that you didn't get the opportunity to be the defensive coordinator? Right. And did you think 2 years later, you know, you'd be the head coach?
Right. It was tough because in this business, you work hard to make advancement. But I got it. You know, it was a contract issue. I had a contract. Mr. Brown was honest with me. He didn't want me to go because it was a big year for our football team. So it was tough, but it was a contract issue. You know, my wife was the one who was really upset. Okay, so, you know, I healed pretty quick from it. You know, I was 2 weeks and I was fine. It took her probably a year to heal. You know, so I was fine and she wasn't. Yeah.
Vance, do you intend to call plays on defense? What is your plan with Wade Phillips, obviously someone you've worked with before?
Well, I'm not sure. Wade's a free agent, you know, so he's free to go where he wants to go. That's a work in progress, obviously. You know, after this press conference, I'm going to deal with the staff issues. But, you know, I prefer not to call plays. You know, I want to be the head coach here. But if I have to, I will. You know, so that's something I can hold in my back pocket. But, you know, that's a work in progress going forward.
Vance, welcome back.
Hey, thank you.
We keep hearing the phrase leader of men used over and over when it comes to describing you. What does that mean to you relative to dealing with your football team?
Yeah. Well, I think this. You know, I think having a great culture, obviously having talent equals winning. And the culture is set by the head coach, you know, and by the staff. I think leader of men means, you know, you can get guys to follow you. Because it's a tough business. It's a tough long season. It takes convincing to do hard things in life. You know, so I think that having the ability to have guys follow you, you know, and you know, follow you anywhere. That's an ability I have with players, and that's the trait that most head coaches have that are winning.
Vance, welcome to Colorado.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
You played quarterback. When you look at this offense, what do you want this team's offensive identity to be? I know you're brand new here, but what do you see and what are your core values and kind of what do you want in an offensive identity?
Right. Well, I want an offense that's attacking. You know, being a defensive guy my entire career in the league, 14 seasons, you know, when you play an offense that's attacking, you know, it kind of makes you, you know, be careful of your calls. You know, if an offense is kind of conservative, I love it. Because I can be the attacker, but if offense is being attacking, you know, multiple personnel groups, multiple formations, that's what I want it to look like. You know, I want to score points because points win. You know, obviously defense wins championships, but you have to score points. You know, and I want an offense with swagger. You know, I want an offense with up tempo. You know, have a chance to score a lot of points.
Vance, congratulations!
Yes. Thank you.
As a quarterback. Two-part question.
Yeah.
Did you admire John Elway when you were a player?
Yeah.
And did you ever think in your wildest dreams you would coach for one of his teams?
Well, as a quarterback, we were a little different. I mean, he was a taller, obviously, drop-back quarterback, and I was a option quarterback. I was a runner. passer second, so that was no comparison. But I watched John, obviously. He was a great player here. I was in school up in Boulder, you know, so I watched John's career. I mean, he was obviously a great player, Hall of Fame player. And your second part, I'm sorry, I forgot it.
The second part was, did you ever think in your wildest dreams you would work for him?
No. That's why it's so humbling. You know, it's exciting. And, you know, my dream to be head coach was, you know, to be anywhere, obviously, you know, in the league. It's very few available. But to have a chance to be here in Denver, you know, with a winning organization, that's exciting. You know, I mean, most jobs, again, you know, your first time job is a rebuild. It's a tough job, you know, and most guys don't succeed, you know, in their first job. But they have a chance to be here with John. John's a winner. You know, his whole life he's been a winner, so I'm excited to work with John and continue to winning here. Yes.
Hey, Vince. Yeah. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You talk about what a great job this is, and I think of all the openings, this was the most desirable in
Absolutely.
The NFL. But it's also probably the most pressure-packed.
Yeah.
And the last two coaches have left with years left on their contract
sure.
from this pressure cooker. So is that something that you thrive on in your life, is the pressure of this? Kind
Absolutely.
Of thing?
I mean, we have to embrace the culture here. I mean, who wants to lose? You know, so I'd rather take a job where it's expected to win, you know, or have a job that you can win four or five games and it's okay. So I'm embracing it. I want the players to embrace it because that's what's expected. And that's the fun part about this business. You know, every day you're judged on, you know, on your meetings, your practice, you know, your lifting. So I'm fine with that. I'm embracing it. I'm looking forward to it. Yes.
Vance, congrats.
Thank you.
A lot of the problems, I guess, for this team not making the playoffs last season were on the offensive
mm-hmm.
end. Where do you look at the first step to fixing that, and what do you look mm-hmm. at in your OC mm-hmm. and play caller to be able to?
Well, I'll say this. You know, when you don't make the playoffs, it's probably a team issue. You know, I've watched the offense. I've watched the quarterbacks, and the problem wasn't moving the ball. You know, you win in all three phases, lose the same way. Offensively, you know, I think this. You know, you can start with, you know, we have players. You know, we have two receivers that are all pro players. You know, we have a good offensive line. We have two young quarterbacks that are both competitive. You know, so it starts there. You know, so obviously putting a system together that scores more points, that's important. It's a league of scoring points. You know, obviously playing defense is important, but you have to score points to win. And it comes with a confidence. It comes with a swagger to know, hey, I'm gonna score, you know, 28 points today. You know, that's got to be the standard. That's what we expect to do. So obviously, you know, that's a work in progress again, you know, building the staff to go score points. And, you know, but we do have players in place to do that. So that's encouraging. Yes.
And when you talk about up-tempo offense, the swagger of the offense, do you look at scheme changes, a system change, mm-hmm. or do you plan to keep kind of the same system as is?
Well, I'll say this. You know, I've been on defense for 14 seasons, and every offense I face, whether you call it West Coast numbers, it's very similar to me. So maybe I'm, you know, I don't know, but it looks the same to me every Sunday. So, schematically, that depends. You know, I want a guy that fits the scheme to the players. You know, I want coordinators that put players first and scheme second. Okay, so if it doesn't fit our players, let's not do it. So, you know, my thought there, it's players first, scheme second. Yes.
Vance, congratulations for the job.
Thank you.
You've got two young quarterbacks on this roster that need mm-hmm. to be developed.
Yeah.
Give us some thoughts on that. I'm assuming that was part of the conversation with John and the staff here with the Broncos during the interview process.
Yeah, I watched Trevor. Obviously, he's got more experience. You know, I mean, he had a fine year. I watched the kid. He's smart. He's fast with the ball. You know, he makes little error with the football. That's important. You know, obviously, Paxton's a big, strong guy with a big arm. So it's two different guys. You know, but they're both young. They're both capable. And obviously, it's gonna be an open competition. You know, and that's gonna make both guys better. You know, so whoever's the best for our team next year, that's who's going to play.
Vance, what are your specific thoughts on Mike McCoy if he were to become your offensive coordinator?
Mm-hmm. I don't have any, really. You know, that's a work in progress, and, you know, hopefully we can update you guys, you know, later on, you know, on the coordinator names. But I don't have any. But I've known Mike a long time. Mike's a hell of a play caller, and, it'd be a pleasure to talk to Mike about the job, but that hadn't been done yet. Yes.
You mentioned the courage that you learned and saw in Adam in Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
As a head coach, how important was it to learn that, to know that you know, sometimes you've got to make those tough lineup decisions, and you have to make those tactical changes on the fly in the season.
Absolutely. It's a trick you have to learn because, you know, obviously with Adam, you know, our team MVP, Jay Ajayi, didn't make the first trip because he was, you know, he had a bad week. You know, after week four, Adam cut three offensive linemen, two starters. That takes courage. Making those moves and filling those moves out, you know, it does take courage because if it doesn't work, then you're to go for it, you know. But that's part of the job, you know, making tough decisions daily. And, you know, I'm embracing that part of it. And, you know, Adam, he did a great job of kind of giving me a blueprint of what to follow.
Vance, congratulations.
Thank you.
There seemed at moments last year to be a significant disconnect between the offense and the defense of the Broncos, not only on the field but off the field.
Yeah.
How do you get to the heart of those issues and create a unity for a team?
Right. Well, I'll say this. The best teams win. You know, not the best offense or defense or special teams. The best teams combined each Sunday win. And you should win differently every Sunday. You know, so, you know, obviously, you know, building a culture of team first, you know, doesn't matter, you know, who gets the credit or who plays well that day. If the offense is playing well, defense is not, they pick them up, and that's the way we won that day. You know, if it's blocking a punt to win a game, okay, that's got to be our culture. That's got to be our bloodline as a team. The best teams win. You know, how we win in all three phases, one phase is down, other phase picks it up. So that's just what we have to instill in our players, you know, obviously, and, you know, going forward, that's going to be the calling card there.
Your last one yet?
Yeah.
Would you anticipate retaining any of the assistants here now? And when would you like to have a staff in place?
Well, Gary's got a fine staff. Obviously, 2 years ago, they were champions here. So, obviously, you know, interviewing all those guys and, you know, picking through the staff and seeing what's a good fit for our players and myself especially. You know, hopefully a week and a half, you know, we can start doing this thing today and, you know, figure it out. But, you know, I'm not rushed. I'm not rushed because the staff is critical to our success. So I'm not rushed. I want to find the right men for this, you know, for this football team. And it may be here. It may not.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
John at the podium.
John, appreciate it. When you've talked about Vance as a leader of men, but as a former quarterback that he is, what do you want to see, or how do you see him in terms of helping kind of rev up this offense in terms of moving forward?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, he knows our strengths, which is the last couple of years has been on the defensive side, obviously. And you know, I think that that doesn't take away from what we've been trying to do offensively. We just haven't been able to get it done. You know, when you talk about the leadership qualities, you know, we've had great leadership here with Gary and John and, you know, Vance just, you know, it fits right in there. And I think the strength is, as I talked about earlier, is the communication. And so, you know, he'll go to work on that offensive staff. He knows a lot of good people and, you know, especially he's got a good feel for what he wants offensively, having been on the defensive side. And so, you know, we're going to do everything we can to get that fixed. We'll get involved in free agency and the draft and see what we can do to help make our football team better.
Yeah, the Vance, as a head coaching candidate, you know, one-year coordinator, and statistically Miami didn't have the best year. What did you, obviously, you got past that when you hired him. What was it difficult getting past that, and how were you able to do that?
Well, I mean, I think number one, statistically, there's only one stat that counts, and that's how many games you win. And I think if you look at what Adam and what they did down in Miami this year, you know, they hadn't been in the playoffs in 12 or 13 years, and so they had a tremendous year down there. So they got guys and went into a tough situation, but got guys to play and figured out how to win games. That's ultimately what it's all about. Sure, you'd like to look good statistically as well as win the game, but the bottom line is, you know, you talk about winning football games. You look at what Vance and, you know, his involvement in Cincinnati with Marvin, and you know, obviously we'd like to have him 2 years ago, but, you know, that was, you know, it was a feather in Vance's cap that Mr. Brown wouldn't let him go. And, you know, when we talk about that, I totally understand when you have somebody that quality of Vance Joseph, you don't want to let him go. And so that was, you know, that was something that, you know, I thought was very impressive in the fact as of what Mr. Brown thought of Vance. And so, you know, I think getting to meet him 2 years ago, understand what he's about, watch what he did and the way he worked with players in Cincinnati as well as what they walked into to Miami shows to me that he knows how to work with players. And that's, you know, and I said, you know, this is a football team that's, you know, we didn't make the playoffs this year, but we were world champions last year. And so it's a team that knows how to win. And I think in my discussions with Vance is he understood how to fit what he does in with the players that we do have and hopefully enhance that. And I think he's got the qualities to enhance that.
Mr. Elway, how big of a role do you expect to play on which coaches are retained and on the ground level of this team?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it Vance's staff. And so, I mean, I think that any recommendations that he wants from me, you know, I'll give, obviously, know the staff that's been here. And then, but, you know, Vance knows what he wants on an offense, on a staff, and then as well as offensively. If you know, I can give input, I will. You know, ultimately, it's Vance's staff.
I'm just curious, what differences did you see in Vance between the two interviews 2 years apart?
Well, I mean, I just think he had, you know, had a year of being a coordinator underneath his belt being down in Miami. But I think, if anything, you know, when you look at the situations that he was in, you know, and the success they had in Cincinnati as well as when they walked into Miami and what they were able to do down there, I think, you know, that in itself wasn't, you know, another feather in Vance's cap over the last 2 years. But, you know, 2 years and under your belt always enhances everything. But I think that, you know, when we were talking to Vance last time, we're talking as a defensive coordinator. You know, he's in here as a head coach, but also looking as a defensive coordinator. But now I think that with the 2 years under his belt, there's no question he was ready to be a head coach.
Hey, John, first-time head coach, possibly a first-time defensive coordinator. Not sure what's going to happen on the offensive side of the ball. How worried about you about the relative inexperience of the coaching staff with a team that seems to be playoff ready, maybe even Super Bowl ready again?
Well, I mean, I think you look at experience, but you look at the person, and you believe that they can grow and grow fast. And I think that that's what we have is, you know, with Vance. I think that he's going to grow on the run. You got to start somewhere, and you talk about inexperience. But when we talk about inexperience, I think in talking to Vance, the positions that he's been where he's been a sounding board for the head guy. And so he's been in those conversations, and so I think he's gained tremendous experience being in those conversations. Even though he's not the head coach, he's been in the conversation of what it takes and conversations that are going to confront you in that position. And so I know he was in that in Cincinnati as well as down in Miami you know, with Adam so he's been in the arena and now he is the guy, and I think that the pass and what he's been, having been in that arena, will help him experience-wise. But, you know, you got to believe in people. And at some point in time, you know, sure, experience is always, you'd love to have tremendous experience with everybody, but I just really think that Vance is ready to go, and with the past experience that he's been in, will grow very fast in this position.
Final two, Arnie and then Mark.
Hey, John, when Adam hired Vance last year, he mentioned that 2014 game where you guys went to Cincinnati and they got four picks, the secondary there. Is that when Vance got on your radar, or had it come earlier?
Well, actually, he was on our radar when Gary came in. And so when Gary came in, and that's when we wanted to talk to him, first of all, as a head coach, but also as a D coordinator. So Gary knew, because he worked for Gary down in Houston, so... that's when he was on the radar back then.
Last one, Mark.
Your previous two head coaches had head coaching experience. You talked about Vance growing on the run. In your role, are you more hands-on of a first-time head coach, or is that helpful or detrimental?
Well, I hope I can help him. I think that, you know, with the experience that I've had, and not only as a player, but now in this role that I've been in as a GM, that I'm hoping that, you know, to help him tremendously. And, I think it's our job is to support them the best we can on the personnel side, is to be able to support them the best we can, and that's what we're here to do, and that's to support Vance, give him the best opportunity, hopefully give him the best players, any type of experience that he hasn't been through, if I can be a sounding board for him, then I'd like to fill that role for him.